Hello, everyone. I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Faye Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Wonderful. The Lord is so good.
Are you so excited about this week?
I am excited about this week called Holy Week.
Holy Week.
Remembering all that our Lord has done. For us, that is doing as we move into the big day of Resurrection Sunday or Easter, as it's called.
And for those of us that work, you know, all our brothers and sisters out there that work outside the home, you know, this is an opportunity to have a short week.
Yes.
And a long weekend.
Yes.
You know, beginning from Good Friday.
Yes.
And Saturday as the Passover day.
Yes.
And Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Exciting.
When our Savior rose again.
Exactly.
Rose again. And because he did, we have this living hope in us.
I know. But you know what? We have to give honor where honor is due.
Yes.
You know, Jesus did amazing things. God incarnate. You know, he did what no one can duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, he came even in the human body, in humanity, so he can identify with us.
Yes.
So that he can relate to what we feel. He can feel like we feel. He can live like we live. And then, eventually, he took that pain, that agony of going to the cross that no one else could do.
Yes.
No one else could duplicate. And then he took that, he did that. Then he went, and then he died on the cross. He was buried, but the third day,
he rose again.
He rose again.
He rose again.
The devil in black eye.
He rose again. He rose again.
And declared that,
amen,
yes, he lives forevermore.
Forever and forever and forever. And
amen.
Because now the redeemed have this hope in them, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.
But you know what? Before we begin, because this is episode 41,
yes,
talking about celebrating Easter,
yes,
you know, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that quite a lot happened between the last episode and this time. And so you want to just talk about that and just say kudos to all those people that came out for the food distribution.
Yes, we are just so blessed of the Lord to get to serve people together with all our partners. Recently we were out to serve our families in South Dallas for a food distribution, and we just want to say a huge, huge thank you to every single one. We loved meeting all our families, and we just thank God for them. So we thank God for all our volunteer partners.
From different churches.
Different
all
churches,
around.
Denominations. It
yes.
couldn't have been possible without
power
you.
Power of unity.
It couldn't have been possible without you. So we're really grateful to God for you. And a lot of you have shared that, yes, you are committed in serving our families there. And that just so excites us so much. So thank you. We want to say
you, thank you.
Yes. And we also want to say big thank you to our partners, Feed the Children, the MLK Junior Community Center. Oh, there's just so much. Operation Blessing. We're just so grateful for each one of you. And for everyone that prayed, boy, the day was just so ecstatic that,
Beautiful weather.
And there's no day that goes that if I talk to someone that was there, they revisit that day and say, wow, God showed up in our midst. And a huge kudos and shout out to our DJ as well.
Oh, yes.
Served the people there, donated his time to just serve and love the people. So we're just so thankful for everyone,
yes,
every single one that made it possible for our families to sense and feel the love of God. We say thank you.
Yes, indeed, it was a blessed day. So now we move on to the episode 41,
yes,
talking about how to celebrate Easter. You know, when we talk about Easter, right,
mm-hmm,
what comes to mind? Then you say, where did we even get the name Easter? How did that name come from? Where does that name come from when we just say Easter? Well, you and I know, and some of our listeners out there probably know the essence and the meaning of Easter. Who the Easter is all about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But that word Easter actually come, you know, from a goddess of a Christian goddess in England, you know, so many years ago. And usually this Christian goddess in England is usually celebrated around the spring time, okay, at the beginning of springtime. So, and it's spelled E-O-S-T-R-E, Eostre, Easter, you know, however, you know, you want to pronounce it, but it's spelled E-O-S-T-R-E. So it's the pre-Christian goddess in England.
Interesting.
And then it's usually celebrated at the beginning of spring time, so spring season. Right?
Yeah.
So at least we know that about that. Now we know. But then you're going to ask me again before you ask me, and then other people might ask, what is Easter Bunny? Then where did Easter Bunny come from? So then we think about Easter Bunny, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol of new life. So because being the fact that Jesus Christ died and he rose again, so he gave us a rebirth, a new life, a new beginning.
Yes.
So that's the hope that we receive as a result of his resurrection.
I know a lot of families take their little children to events and parks, you know, for Easter Bunny and things like that. So I love that you are connecting this even to the meaning and how they can channel that. So on the new life, because Jesus Christ's resurrection gives us new life. So yes. I love that you're connecting that with the Easter Bunny and egg hunting.
Exactly. Yes. Different, I guess, you know, from the question that we receive and that what we've pulled is how to celebrate Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are asking us as believers, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, how should we celebrate Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do we celebrate Easter?
Mm-hmm.
So we can probably talk from our own experience, right?
Mm-hmm. True,
and then
yes.
encourage our listeners
mm-hmm.
to follow, take some of what we have and some of the other things that all other people that call in
mm-hmm.
and text and email us regarding this, how to celebrate Easter.
We've always made it a priority to worship. And I know that a lot of churches know this, and all churches are going to experience this all over the world. Easter time is one of the busiest time in churches, because for a lot of people, that is the only time in the year they actually go to church.
Exactly.
For us, we celebrate by, you know, being there together as a body of Christ, worshiping our Lord and our Savior, our risen Savior. There's just something, you know, about that corporateness yes. of worshiping our Lord together.
Yes, I like what you said. You know, number one would be church service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what you just said is realistic. And that is why a lot of churches, we even extend their services.
Yes.
Even some will start their services on a Friday.
On a Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they will have multiple services to accommodate
the
attendees
people,
or people that will be coming.
Yeah.
Just like what you said. You know, this is a particular Sunday that a lot of people will go to church.
Mm-hmm.
They might have not been to church all through the year,
mm-hmm.
but this particular Easter day,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody will get dressed up and they wanted to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, we already talked about the church service. It's very significant and it's important. So wherever you are listening to us today, make it a point and make plan to be in an Easter service.
Yes. There's one where you are in your city, in your
yes.
town. There is one. So
okay.
go and fellowship with the people of God.
Okay.
Go.
What other way do we celebrate Easter?
Sometimes with a family meal, you know, different kinds of meals and, you know, that is cooked specifically in celebrating that time, you know, together. And another thing, I know we've done this, you know, when our kids were little, egg decoration, you know, painting, Easter egg decoration.
You know, painting. I like the fact that you mentioned that festivity of meal, of family meal. And you know, like in some places during Easter, you know, Christians or believers, they will cook large meal and distribute.
That's what my grandmother
used to the community.
Yeah, that's what my grandmother used to do back in those days. She will cook a huge pot of rice and stew with chicken, you know, and then have each neighbor, each house with their meal. And so for a while we're going basically, you know, house to house, door to share. And neighbors are also sharing also with us. So it's not just, you know, us, but it's something that, you know, she did very, very, very well. So
And I know where I grew up in Nigeria, usually the men or the head of household will kill a ram. And then they will cut into small pieces and then distribute it to all the people in the neighborhood. So that is just a time of giving.
So it's like a giveaway, a gift given, just recognizing is symbolic that Jesus gave himself for us. No one can repay that. No one can simulate that because no one is the Son of Man or the Son of God. There's only one, our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's symbolic in how a lot of people, you know, tend to celebrate this in those gift giving or giveaways and things like that. And then lastly, the fifth one, you know, fellowshipping, you know, just a time of talking about some of the things that the Lord has done, you know, and in the lives of his people and just sharing that time together. And that normally leads to either a prayer time, you know, a worship time, just a time to concentrate on the Lord.
Yes, exactly. So I know that, you know, there are other ways that other people, I know some of the people that wrote in the text and email also talked about egg decoration, you know, egg hunting and all of that. I know you've said something about that as well. So that, you know, whatever your family enjoy doing, you know, but just understand that the hope that we have as believers is that Jesus Christ is the only one that died for our sin and on the that was buried. On the third day, he rose again and never to die. And the Bible says he is risen. And, you know, I like the way we said it. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Yes.
So that is really the joy and the hope that we have as believers.
And
we can never take it for granted.
Oh, no, because that is the central core belief of why we are believers, because Jesus Christ rose again. If he never did, then we wouldn't have this living hope and we wouldn't be experiencing this new life that he comes to give to anyone that will confess him as Savior and Lord.
Yes, because he did, we have the assurance that whatever he said, it will come to pass. So that assurance is that as he did and as he ascended to heaven and he talked about coming back, so we believe that his second coming is going to be a reality.
Yes, yes. Because his word is a reality. His word is truth. And his word is life.
The Bible describes us as this bride.
Yes.
Who is the bridegroom. And so that then we will come to meet him, you know, when he comes.
Oh, what a glorious day
it will be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So in the meantime, the Bible says that we should continue to occupy
till he comes
and watch and pray.
Yes. So, watch, and pray. Okay. So yeah. Easter is just a wonderful time of celebrating the bigness of who God is in sending his son to die on the cross for us, and so that whosoever will believe on him will not perish, but have this everlasting life, this life of spending eternity with God. Wow.
So for everyone listening to us today, you know, whichever way you choose to celebrate, whether you choose to go to church service or go to sunrise service or have an all-night vigil or have a time with your family, eating, rejoicing, praising the Lord, spending time with God. Do whatever you do to the glory of God.
Amen.
Because he is all worthy.
Yes, he has done so much. And just to think that, you know, there is this, you know, the movie, The Passion for Christ, that depicts the gruesome suffering that Jesus Christ went through. I know for a lot of people, you know, to watch it is really, really, it really kind of crawls under your skin. But that's even the human depiction as much. And I know there's also medical records that show of how that could have happened, the nails and the pain that Jesus Christ went through. He did all of this for us.
He did all of this for us.
And for anyone out there listening and you've never accepted Jesus Christ, and you say, what are they talking about? Why are they so excited about this Jesus? Oh, we invite you to come and taste him, and you will find him to be true, to be faithful, and you will find him to be all that life is searching for, that humans are searching for. You will find him to be exactly that. He truly satisfies.
Amen. You know, just even now that we have this time, can you just, you know, can you pray, then I will wrap it up, so that we want to pray for everyone listening to us and everyone that will be listening to this podcast at any time, that they will have, you know, especially those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, or those that have not received him as their Savior and Lord, that this will be an opportunity for them to do so, that 2022 will be a year that they will make that declaration. And then also, we will also pray for those people that are experiencing some form of tragedy, be it a man-made tragedy of war or nature or so whatsoever. So we also pray for them.
Okay. So Father Lord, we're just thanking you for today. We thank you for this season as your people all over the world are remembering the great sacrifice of your son this week called Holy Week, and look towards even Easter, the day that Jesus Christ resurrected. We pray for many that are still in the valley of decision. We ask that during this time of Easter, O God, season, there will be a drawing unto you, that they will get to know you as their Savior in the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, that your love will permeate their hearts, that for the very first time they will understand even the news, the good news of the gospel, how, O Lord, you love them so much, you sent your son to die for them, to take their place, so that they might be with you forever and ever. So Lord, we ask for salvation of souls all over the world. We ask for this, that Lord, during this Easter, our churches all over the world be filled with those that are hungry and searching, and we bless every pastor as they've prepared and continue to prepare, oh God, even to bring in, oh Lord, even this new brothers and sisters into the fold of the Lord, that you will give them wisdom and you will empower them and bless them, oh God, even for this special time in Easter, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Eternal wise God, we bless you. King of kings, we worship you. Ancient of days, we adore you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy that endureth forever. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift that you gave, that your word declares that for God so loved the world that he gave. You gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of eternal lives. Yes. We thank you because you first of all gave, you allow, you shut your eyes and allow your Son to die on the cross.
Yes.
Just for us, so that you can reclaim your fellowship with us. Yes. Thank you, Lord, Father, for not taking it for granted. That fellowship, oh God, for those of us that have known that fellowship, Lord, we already know that we've tasted it and know that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Father, we're asking, oh God, for those that still don't know you, that they will taste it and know that indeed the Lord is good.
Yes.
Father, we pray for every nooks and corner of the world where there is rumors of war and there is war. Father, we ask, oh God, that your peace will rule and reign in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, we pray for those people that have been displaced from their home, from their home country, their homeland. We ask, oh God, that indeed, oh God, that you bring about peace and bring them back safely to their homes. Lord, put an end to every destruction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
we give you all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the adoration. And we, as your children, receive the blessing in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 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 That's it, friends. So, until next time,
stay connected, and we love you.